admit it. Well, I got you this far. Stick with it if it ain't broke. Don't fix it. And you're driving an old car with a junkyard hood. But it's all paid for and it runs real good. Why you wanna trade it to where you wanna go?
Crystal ball ain't all it's
up to me. Psychic hotline hill, that's way too deep for me. Get up the notice service, I won't pay. No cliche that I won't say. There's no line that I won't lay on you. No bridge checks, read your mind. No bridge checks, standing in line. Show me a sign, give me a clue, and tell me what it takes. No bridge checks, read your mind.
No bridge checks,
standing in line. Because I'm no brave. Shakes, shook up, shook down, really shook, shake it up.
Show coming later on with them, and thank you all for being here. I was very honored about 18 some odd years ago, a long time ago, to write a song with one of the legendary songwriters, Mr. Dan Penn, and for some reason, I never recorded the song, which is insane until now, but the new album is very much a collaborative effort on the part of me and my longtime band, the Beatniks, and Tom Comet, the Beatniks bassist. Finally, we had a great arrangement idea for this song I wrote with Dan. We finally recorded it, so I'm going to do that one for you now.
Hanging right open, foolishly.
recording it when John Hadley and I came up with this one.
The Nighthawk said he seen the dangest thing was the little blue roan out Billy's stream with his center fire rig, McCarty range, carrying the news to Mary. Thunder on the bit, Cavi got spooked. We'll tap him on that penalty and blew by one night to the door. More than a few, carrying the news to Mary. Rare dog old takes a pony. On the bread and the rust, and to be a man and lose a draw. sky is sober in sight when the wind is high. My dog said he's seen the dangest thing was a little blue frog out of Billy's train with a centerfire rig for cutting reins, carrying the news to Beirut. Little woman weeping, asking everyone why. That an offer with tears in their eyes. Old Blue standing there falling at the ground. Then little crumbling in the old mail of a sound. Man saddles up, stuff making the tracks. There ain't a way of knowing if he's coming back. Hey,
on the inside of my head.
you. People say they grew up here, grew up there. I didn't grow up. I grew old without growing up. Had I grown up, I was born and raised in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. That's so far south it almost starts over. You're about 75 miles from the water down there. But it was still the rich Afro-Celtic culture that imbues the Deep South and everything about it. But we were media informed. There weren't alligators under the house or anything. You know, we got to see shindig and bananas and stuff. Nonetheless, my mother was from another time. You know, she was from like the Depression era, rural South, and World War II, and all that. So she had some colloquialisms that I've never heard anyone else utter. And naturally, these charming phrases find their way into the lyrics of my songs. So such is the case with this one. If something was sort of too good to be true, my mother would say, "That's too much sugar for a nickel." Wow. So naturally, you gotta write that one, didn't you?
Takes a swing at the bomb. He's got a rap that's smooth and sweet. That don't mean that it's true. Just trust your intuition. I got a suspicion he might be sweet talking to you. Stop right on a dime, baby. If you find he's only in it for fun. Business meeting where no business gets done. There ain't no substitute, baby, for a good-hearted man. I don't think he's the one, but maybe I am. Too much sugar for a nickel, too good to be true. Feel that it ain't sweet enough for you. It's gotta be with you, it might appeal to you, then leave you lonely and lost. It might sound like fun, but when it's said and done, you find out what it costs. I think it's all a scam, he don't give a damn, looking straight in the eye. Tell you what to do, but if he's playing you, get on your pony and ride. Too much sugar for a nickel, that's what she said, but too good to be true. Woo! Call out the deal if you feel that it ain't sweet enough for you. Too much sugar for a nickel,
kind of am. I try to bite my tongue when I feel the vitriol, you know, welling up in me to call the Rock and Roll Justice League and have a reverb or a tremolo permit revoked if I feel someone's unworthy. But when I was in the fourth grade, and this is, you know, a million years ago, I was the only guy in my class who had records when the Beatles happened, right? So I didn't know that the Elvis movies weren't cool yet. I didn't figure that out. You know, there's two, I think, King Creole and Jailhouse Rock, right? But Elvis is just cool anyway, right? So I had ordered Elvis Presley's It Happened at the World's Fair from Sears. But I also got Rick Nelson's Million Sellers, which has a James Burton solo on every song. But I love Elvis, and I'm gonna put it to you even more specifically.
There's about 10 million people who back me up on this. From a pistol postcode jigger to the rocket scientist. Hell, I bet you can't find a preacher who don't like burning love. And your band's a bunch of weak sisters that they can't play ripping up. And if you don't think Elvis was the king, baby, I feel sorry for you. If you don't think he was number one, you're fool number two. Well, now you read you bit the tabloid, had bad things to say. From New York City to La La Land, as in the state he lay. If you don't think your paper is thin, try paying for the fuel of your own. There's serpent's tongues can't reach him out. He's a beast that is heavenly home. And if you don't think Elvis was the king, baby, I feel sorry for you. If you don't think he was number one, number two. Well, now maybe he couldn't spell pneumonia, but he did know a thing or two. Yeah, he knew how to flat out get it, and he passed it on to me and you. He kicked open the door for those people that the teller has never been known. So let's drink to his name, dance on his grave, rock and roll away the stone. And if you don't think Elvis was a king, honey, I feel sorry for you. If you don't think he was number one, you're fool number two. You don't know about Dylan, knows the West End blue. If you don't think he was number one, you're fool number two. Yeah, even those Beatles who can rock it right through the roof, they'd rather be the first ones to admit you're the Elvis in the groove. And if you don't think Elvis was the king, honey, I feel sorry for you. If you don't think he was number one, you're full of number two. You don't think Elvis was the king, honey, I feel sorry for you.
Sleep hard, grow big, word blessed with you.
And it's still an economical bit of philosophy.
How are you doing? Well, I'm glad to hear it, and I know that sounds like a entertainer question, but it's kind of good to check.
Because you know, if they start throwing bottles, you know it's not good.
This is a great old Bobby Field song that no one chose to record till me. Now, I've known about this song for what seems like 30 years. It might not be quite that long. And we did this on the Mississippi Modern album. And I hope you'll like it. We have three different songs on the album with the word fool in them. And no critics have busted us on it yet, but I'm sure it's coming. We thought about calling the album No Fool in You. This particular song deals with the exclusivity of being a fool in a certain sense, and you'll see what I'm talking about when it unfolds its wonder. We
for a chance with you. There's not much I wouldn't do, but I'm not just anybody's fool. Well, I'm not just anybody's clown, but I'll bring the house down for you. So remember, when you're laughing with the crowd, that I'm not just anybody's clown. I'll put aside my pride for a chance to win your love. One kiss is enough to leave me hungry for your touch. You know, an ordinary fool would have given up and gone. It takes a perfect fool. Hanging on and on. Well, I'm not just anybody's fool.
No dogs, no dogs, that's good side. Laying in the sun. sitting in a chase about the grease downtown and probably let it get a Honda to parade.
Tree.